James Copeland. James has taken an interesting course for a recent college graduate. He's decided to live in an RV. And it's not a brand new RV, which his parents should have given him for graduation. It's an older RV. James Copeland, reporting from Kansas. You're in a recreational vehicle. Is that right?
That's right. A 1975 Winnebago Indian.
What color is this?
It is green and white.
And the interior?
The interior is some lovely kind of wormwood wood paneling right now. It's really terrific, and it does not have the original avocado green shag carpet, which is quite a shame, but there is still a little bit under the sink. If you open the cabinet, you can peek in there and see the vestiges of days gone by.
Well, what did those days look like? Was this a porn set? Did an elderly couple live there and it smells like old people? What exactly is the inside of your RV look like?
Well, I'm actually the third owner that we know of. It started out its life somewhere in Arizona, and then it was actually in Kansas for about the whole length of time that I've been alive, and then I bought it actually by putting an ad in the local newspaper, of all things. Inside it's got a 25 feet long, it's got a nice dinette in there, it's got, you know, driver's passenger seat, it's got the sleeping area above, and it's got a kitchen that's actually larger than my current kitchen, and then in the back it's got a two beds left and right, and then the bathroom at the very back, but I'm actually going to turn the middle section into a radio studio.
James Copeland is a very talented broadcaster. He has many licenses and engineering certificates that have eluded me my entire career. He also produces and writes Heartland Headlines, and you hear Heartland Headlines every week on Sterling on Sunday. Plus, if you go online to the Midnight Misfits podcast, you will find Asbestos Falls. This was a summer series that he did for us last year. 13 episodes, 12 episodes, Asbestos Falls. A stunning award-winning podcast. What was the award you won?
Yeah, we actually won Best Podcast at the Intercollegiate Broadcasting System Awards in 2019 in New York. So that was a pretty big deal. They said that they had had a huge increase in the number of entries. So we were among the top elite there, I guess, in the land of podcasting.
James is a very talented man. Therefore, I pay very close attention to what he does because he has filled in on Sterling on Sunday. He's going to be a competitor for time slots in the not-too-distant future, and you always have to keep your enemies close, and that's why James Copeland and I are very close. Now, let's go back to this RV. I have never been inside an RV. I have never rented one. I've never lived in one, but it's a great fantasy of many people. Ever since they saw Patrick Dempsey on Grey's Anatomy lived in a house trailer, they said all of a sudden it's cool. Will this fit in a beer barn? Can
No.
you drive it through a beer barn?
No, it would be a disaster. I mean, there would be abject chaos and panic, and it would be a mess. It really would be quite terrible.
Have you been in a beer barn?
So I'm going to be completely honest with you. I had never heard of a beer barn or a drive-through liquor store until I actually saw one 2 months ago in Ohio. I had never heard of the thing.
Did you go in one?
No, I just looked at it.
Do you understand what they are?
Yeah, I do, and it's quite an incredible idea, really. I mean, I'm pleased that someone thought of it.
In some parts of the country, these are called brew-throughs. In other parts of the country, they're called drive-through or beer drive-throughs. And what it is you drive your entire vehicle into what looks like a garage or a convenience store, except the convenience store doesn't have traditional doors. It has giant garage doors. You drive in, and you look at a guy whose name's usually Hank, and you say to Hank, "Put the case in my trunk." And he doesn't have to ask you what kind of beer you want. He takes one look at you, and he knows. If you're a Miller Lite guy or a Budweiser guy, he knows instantly. You pop the trunk, he puts it in the trunk, you give him the money, you buy a lottery ticket. I think it's important to buy a lottery ticket, and then you move on. What sort of repairs do you still have to make before you can live in the RV, James Copeland?
So we are working on the roof right now. We have torn off, you know, a couple hundred pounds of ancient air conditioners that are 45 years old or so. And so those got taken away to dark, unknown places. And now we have left just to basically get the rest of the aluminum and styrofoam and all that sort of thing off. And we're building a completely brand new roof, essentially. And I say we because my father and I couldn't do this project without him because he has all the know-how on all of this.
Have you ever lived in an RV? Have you ever driven an RV for a long period of time?
I have not. It's terrifying.
It is terrifying. And at night, have you slept in it yet?
No, I have not. We have eaten one meal in it before we started tearing things up, but no, I have not spent the night, which I plan to do here in the not-too-distant future when it does not have just a tarp on top.
Now, what about the raccoons? Did the EPA let you remove the raccoon nest from the RV?
Yes, they did, but you know, they did it not because they told me that I could. It's because I largely ignore everything the Environmental Protection Agency ever says. So we were able to remove that, and that went out quite well according to plan.
The great James Copeland, perhaps you have advice for James on living in an RV, because to me, it seems the greatest hell is to be on the road, driving an RV, and needing to park, and not being able to find a place to park your RV. James is a rookie, a virgin RV owner. Perhaps you have driven an RV. I certainly have not. I've never been in an RV, but perhaps you have driven an RV and have advice for a first-time RV owner. Here's your number. It's 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. And everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess this mystery voice.
I had a chemistry test before I booked the role, so I had to do this, a bunch of scenes with him all in my bikini. I think he probably was shirtless, actually. But we just had really great chemistry. And he's a great actor, and he's really, really funny.
All right, if you guess who that is, you'll win a prize announcement. Advice for James Copeland. 22-year-old new college graduate has decided to devote the early part of his career to broadcasting from an RV. And these broadcasts will, of course, be on Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Oh, my gosh. Isn't this the best? Here you and I are at the end of July 4th weekend, and I am live. You and I alone in the car, coming back from vacation. Again, another disappointment. Jill listening on WMAL, advice for James Copeland about living in an RV. Yes, I have no idea how to live in an RV. I don't get it. But James Copeland, who's important to our show, he's 22, he just got out of college. He said, you know, I'm going to do something stupid. I'm just going to live in an RV. Jill, what advice do you have for James Copeland?
Well, I can tell him he's in good company because I know for a fact that the Honorable Clarence Thomas likes to spend his summers traveling with his wife in an RV, and they park in Walmart shopping center lots. So if you're ever in a Walmart and you see a large man emerging in the morning, kind of wiping the sleep out of his eyes and heading over to Walmart, and he looks familiar, you know, just know that you've had a brush with greatness, because, that's what they like to do. They're very humble in their vacationing.
But, Jill, the problem with the Walmart lots, it would seem to me, if you had an RV, is there a place to plug in your toilet and to drain your toilet?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't either. Thank you for listening to WMAL, Bill Hess's radio station. Bill, we have to come down and do the show from WMAL, and that involves answering my emails. But I love you. 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. Advice for James Copeland, 22, just out of college, has decided to live in an RV. If you've lived in an RV, perhaps you have advice for James. My number is 888-688-WALT. Everybody who calls in has a chance to win a prize announcement.
I had a chemistry test before I booked the role, so I had to do this a bunch of scenes with him all in my bikini. I think he probably was shirtless, actually. But we just had really great chemistry. And he's a great actor, and he's really, really funny.
You have to guess who that is for your prize announcement. Russ in Illinois. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. We're live. Hi.
Hey, thank you, Walter. I appreciate that. And I just first want to say I love your dry sense of humor. I've just basically recently become a fan. But, I've got a couple of horror stories for your guests there. I didn't actually have an RV that you drive in. I had a tag-along camper that in 2005 I got divorced and my ex-wife got a house, and I got a used 30-foot tag-along camper. A tag-along is basically one that's not a fifth wheel, that had no slide-outs. I'm on disability, so I thought that was the end of the line for me. I had nowhere else to go. I really, really didn't have any hope. I thought, this is it. I've got to make this work. I lived in that sucker for 10 years and 8 months. and it was one nightmare after another. The first year was pretty good, and then things started breaking. The
roof
started
breaking. Some of the nightmares there, Russ? What were some of the nightmares?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, I had a leak in one of the corners of the rear corner of the roof that I continuously caulked. It still, I could not find where it was coming in. So even though I caulked where the leak was, right above my nightstand, it still rained. It rained all over everything. Every time it rained, like I said, in all that time, I never could find where the leak was coming from. And in all the rain we have in the St. Louis area here in southern Illinois, that can be an issue. I had a water heater. Now, first of all, the water heater was only 6 gallons. So I always had to take sea showers. I used to be in the Coast Guard, and that's a naval term. When you're at sea, you only turn the water on to get wet and turn it back on to rinse off. I had to take sea showers, and by the time I was done, I was still out of hot water. The water heater busted and leaked on me twice when I wasn't home and flooded me out, and which it got over under the cabinets and the refrigerator and the stove, which I couldn't get to, so I would assume it molded under there. The water heater itself ran me about $500 to replace for a 6 gallon water heater because it was a specialty item. My furnace went out twice in this 10 plus year period. And in the middle of January, both times it was single digit temperatures here in the St. Louis area. I was out of heat completely for 4 straight days, both times in single digit temperatures because they had to order the furnace. The furnace ran me about $800, just a little tiny thing, but it was a specialty item. My air conditioner went out, and I was able to get a used one of those for about $600, which cooled the place really well. But until I got that replaced, I had a window unit put in. Out of all my windows, I only had one window that would take a window unit. And when it rained, it just poured in all around it. No matter how I had it sealed, I had it sealed on the inside and the outside. And it was just one nightmare after another.
Well, James, how are you feeling about living in an RV now that you've heard from Russ?
Oh, my goodness, Russ. Well, definitely a lot of confidence here instilled in me with all your experience. Go ahead.
No, but do you have any? No, I just want James to ask Russ. Do you have any questions for Russ?
So, were you always in one place, or did you move the trailer around, or were you always in the St. Louis area? Were you ever able to go anywhere else?
No, I was actually when I had made arrangements to get the camper myself. When I got divorced, I had purchased it used. I had it delivered to the location. I had it set up. And I never moved it. It stayed there. I didn't have a tag on it or anything. I didn't intend to ever move it. It was basically, it had become my home. And another thing that very important, even whether it's a camper or whether it's a Winnebago type, like I'm assuming that you're talking about, you want to underpin that thing in the winter. You know, put skirting around it. Really,
winter advice is very important, Russ. This is a lot of terrific information, and therefore you're going to get a chance to win a prize announcement if you can guess this mystery voice.
I had a chemistry test before I booked the role, so I had to do this a bunch of scenes with him all in my bikini. Oh, I think he probably was shirtless, actually. But we just had really great chemistry, and he's a great actor, and he's really, really funny.
Russ, who do you think that is for a prize announcement?
Oh, man, I have absolutely no idea.
Well, I really appreciate the call and the incredibly important advice that you have given James Copeland. You've made his life work, I'm sure. James Copeland just graduated from college, and he's made an interesting life decision. He has decided to live in an RV. Now, I have never been in an RV. I have never lived in an RV. But when he told me he was taking a... How old is this RV, James?
1975.
A 1975 RV, and refurbishing it and living in it, I thought this was a very interesting life choice. Because it's my nature to give unsolicited advice, I wanted to give him unsolicited advice, but I couldn't. Therefore, we're going to go to Tom, listening on WSB in Atlanta. Hello, Tom. Do you have unsolicited advice for James living in an RV?
Yes. I was stationed out at Fort Gordon. My roommate had a camper, a motorhome. We would either stop at the truck stops, welcome centers, or go up to one of the RV parks. They had all facilities, and you get it for almost nothing. Or your buddy had a good idea, too, like one Walmart or big shopping center parking lots. Most people won't complain as long as you mind your business and don't create a lot of static.
Where do you dump the toilets?
At one of the RV centers, or some of the welcome centers had hookups. Dump the sump and refill your water tank. Some of them now, I understand, have internet and cable.
Huh. Very useful advice. Very useful advice. I appreciate it. You're going to guess the mystery voice to win a prize announcement. Here you go.
I had a chemistry test before I booked the role, so I had to do this a bunch of scenes with him all in my bikini. Oh, I think he probably was shirtless, actually. But we just had really great chemistry. And he's a great actor, and he's really, really funny.
Tom from WSB in Atlanta, who do you think that is?
I have no idea.
Listen, I really appreciate the call. Thank you for calling.
One more thing before I go.
Absolutely, yes.
Keep in touch with AAA. They've got all the local hotspots as well as price comparison and facilities available. That'd be your best bet if you're on the road a lot and get tired.
James, do you have any questions for Tom?
Well, I think that about covers it. What is the worst part about dumping your RV tank, your toilet tank? That sounds like seeing your waste twice. That doesn't sound very appealing.
Make sure the pump's working.
Make sure the pump's working, James. That's the key. Thank you for your call, Tom. Wyndham, listening in Michigan. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hello. I am curious to how you and the monkeys, maybe legal battle at this point, might be going. How is the monkey going? Is his First Amendment rights restored? Or I know he'd been cut off last week.
This is a very official announcement. Sterling on Sunday has suspended the monkey and apologizes for what the monkey said.
Well, there it is. We have a monkey, a live monkey. The monkey has been suspended by corporate. Last week, the monkey came on spontaneously and said something that apparently was so offensive to corporate that I get a phone call during the damn show saying you have to stop, you have to shut up the monkey. Now, if you want to see where the monkey lives and you want to see our laundry room live, you can do it right now. Go to Facebook Live to Walter M. Sterling. That's my Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling, S-T-E-R, and look at the live feed. We have a live shot from the laundry room. It's brand new. We haven't done it before. You can make comments, put little emojis, little emoji things, and see the habitat of the monkey. Walter M. Sterling, Facebook Live. It's streaming right now. Brendan in Virginia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday with advice for James Copeland about living in an RV. Welcome, Brendan.
Walter, James, it is a pleasure to talk to you both.
James, are you going to say hello?
Good to talk to you.
So here's my thing. James, you said you're in the heartland of Kansas.
That's right.
I think it's a great area of the country. Now, where you are in the middle of nowhere... If I were you, if you're living in the RV and you're parked out in the woods, why don't you, a good thing to do would be to shut the door, make sure the doors are locked in your RV every night, because there could be a bison or bear or some kind of animal that gets in. And I can tell you, you do not want that in your RV.
Sounds like a personal experience with this.
No, I've been out in that area. I know that there are animals. I've never been in an RV, but I can tell you what it's kind of like because I've seen them.
Okay.
I don't know if seeing qualifies you to be any sort of an expert, young man, but you do get a chance to win a prize announcement if you can identify this mystery voice.
I had a chemistry test before I booked the role, so I had to do this a bunch of scenes with him all in my bikini. I think he probably was shirtless, actually. But we just had really great chemistry, and he's a great actor, and he's really, really funny.
All right, Brendan, listening on WMAL in Virginia, who do you think that is?
I'm going to take a wild guess that that's Heidi Klum from Project Runway.
No, but that's a good guess because it's a very attractive woman. I'll give you more guesses later on, more clues later on. Well, James, what have we learned tonight about living in an RV? What have we learned?
Well, we have learned that it's all up to you as far as really what happens. I mean, if you're stuck in one place, it can kind of get a little bit cold, but thankfully I'll be able to move it if I have that chance. So hopefully I'll stay away from the colder weather. That's my goal. And if you want to follow along with the adventures, you can always go to QGoLive.com, and that is the letter Q, and QGoLive.com, and just go to the Radio Nomad. That's what this project is called, Radio Nomad, link there on the right-hand side, and you can follow along with the adventure.
Will you be filing reports for Sterling on Sunday from your RV?
Why do you think I built the radio studio?
And when do you plan to move into the RV and out of the bosom of your parents?
We are looking at about T-minus a month or so.
A month or so. All right. Well, that's the famous James Copeland. Thank you very much for these reports on Sterling on Sunday.